This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is Cthulhu.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Kind of a dud.
This is lame shit.
Yeah, this is a real dud.
Again, the Durla thing, although this is Tina L. Jens from a story called In His Daughter's Darkling Womb.
Okay, Evanescence. and this is just like a Cthulhu for girls. this is just like a big octopus that is Cthulhu's daughter.
Right.
And will somehow give birth to her father. And that's why she is worshipped and protected.
Yes.
Just exclusively because if Cthulhu ever dies, she will give birth to her father.
Yeah. So I do dig the idea that Cthulhu is not actually immortal, that there is this kind of like weird little loophole.
Contingency plan.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, oh, like this is how it happens. It is not that he, you know, exists forever. It's just that, oh, there's a cycle here, right?
Yeah.
I think that's cool, but it's also detail that I don't necessarily need to have. I haven't read the story, so I can't say if it's like lame or not. But here, as presented, it's just kind of like, oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. What's the hook here?
Yeah.
You know, because like the idea being like, okay. If we get rid of Cthulhu, it doesn't mean anything if we don't get rid of his daughter as well.
Right.
You know, imagine playing a role-playing game and having that be the follow-up after you fucking boat Cthulhu.
Right.
Like, you know, we won after against you, the titular
blast,
character.
It's my life. Bow, bow. He explodes. Now we have to go after his daughter.
And now it's like, uh-oh, there's a contingency plan. This other god you've definitely never heard of, who's definitely not on the cover of the book, might give birth to him. So now it's time to hunt that down. And like the content of that might be fine, like the adventure, the investigation and stuff to find her and everything. Mm-hmm. But then just finding another big gigantic octopus who's like easier to kill than Cthulhu.
Right.
You know, it's really weird. It's very lame.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a big octopus that, you know, it is kind of like effervescent with claws and tentacles and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know,
lame description too.
What's that?
Lame description as well.
Yes,
like it is the big octopus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
take 1d6/1d20 sanity points. That's all right. I mean, that's nothing.
Fine.
Yeah, you know, it's two. You know, it's more than that to see the father of all sharks, and the father of all sharks is a shark.
Yeah, I think that like in the abstract, the idea that Cthulhu can reproduce is more disturbing to me than like, oh, he has this one daughter who does this one thing.
Yeah. Quick, boil all the water on the planet.
Quick, boil the ocean.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.